Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for a blast in the country's south that left two Israeli soldiers injured. Hezbollah says the attack on the occupied Sheba farms was carried out by a branch of the movement. Two soldiers were wounded when a blast targeted an Israeli tank in the village of Kfar Shuba. Following the explosion, Israel responded by firing artillery into southern Lebanon. The incident comes a few days after Israeli troops injured a Lebanese soldier in the same area. Ali Wisk joins us now to tell us perhaps additional details to clarify the whole situation. Ali Wisk, why don't you map out what has happened and why Hezbollah rather quickly has come out and claimed responsibility?
Indeed, it really is interesting the pace and speed with which Hezbollah came out and claimed responsibility. I recall in the latest similar incident, Hezbollah's Secretary General didn't claim responsibility until well over a week passed. In today's particular incident, just a few hours passed, and here we have Hezbollah claiming responsibility, meaning that Hezbollah clearly wanted to quickly send the message over to the Israeli side that it is behind this operation and it is capable of carrying out such operations. So there was an intent and the goal of quickly informing the Israeli side that we are behind this. Clearly, I think that Hezbollah thought that it was necessary, indeed indispensable, to carry out such an attack and send a direct message to Israel at this very time. Now, what this message exactly is, there are many scenarios, but what we do hear is that ever since the Nusra Front took control of the Quraitra area, which is adjacent both to the occupied Golan Heights and the occupied Shuba farms, the Golan Heights, of course, being Syrian and the Shuba farms being Lebanese, ever since al-Nusra occupied and expanded its presence in that particular area, we have heard of some kind of a teaming up between Israel and al-Nusra, because previously there were attacks. The Golan Heights front was announced as a front which was open for liberation and resistance operations by Bashar al-Assad. Al-Nusra seizing control of this area means blocking the way for carrying out resistance and liberation operations, be it in the occupied Shuba farms or in the occupied Golan Heights. So there was this perception that Israel and Jabhat al-Nusra are in one way or another helping each other, maybe strengthening each other, cooperating in one way or another. Therefore, it might be that Hezbollah thought it was a must and a necessity now to go ahead and carry out this operation to show that any kind of collaboration between al-Nusra or these Takfiri militants with Israel will not prevent and put a stop to these resistance and liberation operations, for example, similar to the operation which we had today that led to the wounding of two Israeli soldiers. But as I said, I think the most important point to highlight is the pace and the speed of the claiming of responsibility, which points out that Hezbollah wanted to quickly, very quickly, convey a message to the Israeli side in case Israel had any plans up its sleeve, for example, believing that Hezbollah was vulnerable because of al-Nusra's presence in this area, believing that now was an opportunity which it could pounce on. So for this reason, it was a very speedy sending of messages which we witnessed.
Well, of course, at the same time, when you talk about Israel trying to test Hezbollah, we know that a few days back, the area of Arsal was where the al-Nusra fighters, they crossed on over, and they had an exchange with Hezbollah fighters, of which they were pushed back, and there were a number of them that were killed by Hezbollah. Given the fact that Israel, as you said, is coordinating with the al-Nusra fighters, does that mean we're going to see more of these skirmishes occurring? And of course, hence perhaps a reason why Hezbollah wanted to send a message to Israel immediately based on the incident in Shuba Farms?
It's possible we could see such skirmishes, but I think that the main goal of today's operation was for Israel to put a stop or maybe to prevent Israel from escalating. Because as I said, Israel might have seen in this very period with a Nusra present on this Golan Heights Shuba Farms front that these are the appropriate conditions. Indeed, one Hezbollah source told me that it was possible. Last week I was informed that Israel believes it is possible that it could now enter in, you know, officially, in an official teaming up and cooperation with al-Nusra and also intervene militarily in this area. Therefore, I think what happened today was a message to tell Israel, you know, stay where you are, because you won't be able to carry out such an operation. If you do, that will bring with it very severe costs. So shall we see more skirmishes and more operations? I think that depends on what we witness in the Syrian front, particularly what we could witness between Israel and Jabhat al-Nusra. But one thing this operation, I believe, will accomplish is that it will make Israel now think twice and maybe 100 times before it decides to upper or escalate its involvement along with Jabhat al-Nusra with the aim of weakening Hezbollah and the resistance axis.
Thank you very much for that. Ali Wiss there, correspondent, talking to us from Beirut. We appreciate that.